WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
He's just a man! What the Rock is cooking!
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
I'm on my own, against the wall. The pressure's building, but no, I will never fall. Instead of crying, they hear me roar. And now I see that I'm way better than before. I never needed you at all. Think I'll fall down, I'ma watch you fall down. I'm living large now.
The road to WrestleMania and the road to the Elimination Chamber is upon us. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin', joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
I'm, like, down for what happened tonight in a lot of ways. They're hitting some cylinders, man. We're not even at WrestleMania yet, and they're hitting some serious cylinders.
We are setting the stage for what could be the biggest WrestleMania of all time with an awesome build on the road, but this last stop is the Elimination Chamber. As they just said to close the show, it is the final premium live event before WrestleMania, which means all of our Saturdays and Sundays are free until then. Oh boy. So, Monday Night Raw opened up with Becky Lynch and Adam Pearce in the ring, and Becky Lynch was done with, you know, everything that happened, and last week she put Bayley behind her and needs to refocus, and because that was a big old distraction. You can never have a distraction. She also thanked Lita for having her back last week, but she wants to do something a little different, and we know Adam Pearce likes to book some fights to shake things up, and she said, well, I want to fight my way into the Elimination Chamber match. Before Adam Pearce could say anything, and Bayley comes out and said, she's not going to be the one getting into the Elimination Chamber match. I should be the one getting into the Elimination Chamber match. You didn't beat me. It should be struck in for the record book. You need a leader to do it. Becky was like, I beat you. She just took care of your girls. She wants the thing wiped from the records, but, you know, that's beside the point. Bayley talked about how she's a Grand Slam women's champion, and Becky Lynch doesn't know what that's like, and then Becky was like, you don't know what it's like to be a WrestleMania main eventer. And then Bayley's like, no one wants to see Bianca and Becky at WrestleMania, because you lost there. And then brought up how, you know, you've been losing. You lost to her all summer or something like that. This brought out Bianca, who's like, well, if you're going to talk about me, let's talk about it. I'll give you my opinion for what's going on. So they all kind of had an agreement that, well, they should all fight and fight for the opportunity. And Adam Pearce made it an official. It would be a triple threat match between Bayley, Becky Lynch, and Bianca Belair, with the winning person added to the Elimination Chamber match, whether it was Bayley or Becky. If not, well, Bianca won. None of them get in. Good opening promo.
It was a really, really good opening promo. I'm down for the match. Like, the match, you know it's going to be good based on who's in it, but the promo was fantastic.
So let's talk about the main event match of Monday Night Raw. It was Bianca Belair. It was Bayley. It was Becky Lynch. All three women kicked ass, took names. You had some interference from Io and Dakota. Then the other girls from the Elimination Chamber match got involved. But in the end, Bianca Belair hit the KOD on Becky Lynch on top of Bayley, when Bayley was already laid out from the Manhandle Slam. Pinned Bayley to walk out victorious, which means Bayley and Becky Lynch need to find another way to WrestleMania, because neither woman is going to the Elimination Chamber.
I mean, they could just fight each other.
I mean, they could. Or have some, I don't know, other partners or something. Who knows? Who knows what they're doing at WrestleMania? No one knows how Bayley and Becky get there, but it's not for the women's championship.
Nope, it's not. And I'm fine with that. Like, the chamber's a little odd in terms of who all's in it. It's a little face heavy, but I think that's okay. Excuse me.
It is okay, because we had those six women in a six-person tag team action on this show. It was Rawls, Carmella teaming with Asuka and Nikki Cross to take on Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, and Natalya of Friday Night SmackDown. Good match, and then Asuka was like, I'm just going to kick everybody and destroy everybody, including her teammates. They still picked up the win as Liv tapped out. But Asuka was like, I'm just going to kill everybody.
I mean, you know, like you do.
And there's nothing wrong with any of that. There was a little backstage moment beforehand where Candace confronted Nikki of why she's kind of stalking her, even at the airport. Interesting stuff.
Very, very, very interesting stuff.
Bronson Reed destroyed Mustafa Ali.
Bad for Mustafa. By the way, he lightened his hair.
Gotta try things, I guess.
Like, do something with him other than what you're doing. Like, do something positive with him, please. I mean, I know he's getting on TV and that's a right step in the right direction, but do something with him.
I don't know what you can do with him right now because everyone is sort of paired up.
Busy.
Speaking of being paired up, it looks like Maximum Male Models has found a new model that they're interested in. Not Chad Gable. Oh no. Otis. Maxine has her eyes on Otis as a model. I'm looking forward to this. Looking forward to the comedy with Otis trying to be a model.
This is going to be hilarious and amazing.
It's
going to
be great.
So stupid.
Yeah.
The internet's going to hate the shit out of this, but that's fine because it gives me my comedy and I'm here for my comedy.
I'm with you 100% on that. We saw Piper Niven take on Mishin Mia Yim. Little match. Piper got the win. I did like the little line from Corey Graves in this one for the finish, the Loch Ness slam. She slammed her into the abyss. Get it? Because that was Abyss's move. Get it?
Get it.
Clever?
Very clever.
I thought it was a clever line.
It was a cute line. I'll give you that.
So we had the contract signed between Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar. Brock was in the ring. He's already signed the contract. He's tired of waiting for Bobby Lashley. He calls Bobby Lashley out. Bobby Lashley has all these security guards and then his own table on the ramp. So I guess Bobby's back to being a heel?
I guess.
His role confuses me week in and week out. Some weeks he looks like a babyface, some weeks he looks like a heel, but I guess because they know he's going to get booed facing Brock, I guess he's the heel in this situation. So he's right over the contract. He had everybody look over the contract, and he's not giving in to signing the contract. Brock had enough. It was like, if you don't sign it, I'm just going to come up there and beat your ass and then sign it with your unconscious body.
I don't think that's quite how that works, but
we had a loud Bobby scare chant, which Brock popped for. So Brock destroyed the security guards and then Lashley took him out and then signed the contract, dropped it on Brock's body as Brock lay there in pain.
It's a little confusing. Like, we know Brock's the baby face in this, but Bobby being Bobby, like, I like what they're doing. It's good. It's just a little confusing at times because of the way that Bobby Lashley is coming off.
Yeah. So it was time for Miz TV featuring Seth Rollins and whatever he was wearing.
Want an explanation for those shoes? Oh my God, Seth, why? Why are you trying to be an anime character in real life?
Is Seth Rollins a cartoon character? The world may never know.
I mean, at this point, yes.
I think so. Then Miz brought up the boots. He said it called style, which Miz would know nothing about. Miz brought up the chamber and Logan Paul. Rollins said the fans don't want to talk about that dumpster fire of a human being. He said the fans came to sing, which they saw had them do. Miz said he wanted to listen to someone sing, he listened to Taylor Swift. Miz told the fans that they're just jealous because he got tickets, and well, they didn't. Miz said Rollins will talk about Logan Paul on social media and on Pat McAfee show, but when he's questioned why won't he talk about it here on WWE TV, he goes, shut up, Mike. Rollins pointed to the sign and said that's why he didn't want to talk about it. Rollins talked about his dream of headlining WrestleMania, and it matters to him, it matters to the fans, it matters to Miz because we love this. Rollins says Logan Paul doesn't give a damn about this or that dream. Rollins called him selfish and soulless, and all he wants to do is get famous and make money. Rollins said he doesn't like to say his name because he doesn't deserve it. Seth Rollins said Logan Paul was just wants attention when he really needs to have his teeth kicked in. Miz said it seemed like Seth Rollins was jealous. Rollins said everyone knows how stupid Miz is. Miz says he's not stupid, which led the crowd to go, Miz is stupid. Miz said he and Rollins are only 2-time Grand Slam champions in the company, and yet he's the only one who's actually headlined WrestleMania, which was Seth Rollins' dream. Miz said Rollins may never headline WrestleMania because of Logan Paul. And then Seth Rollins goes after the Miz, lays him out. Austin Theory gets involved. He gets taken out for a minute. Rollins hits the stomp on the Miz, which then led to A-Town Down by Austin Theory, leaving Seth Rollins laying.
This was all fantastic.
It was. So Miz is knocked out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he has a scheduled match with Boogs, which he found Elias and they may collaborate. Who knows? Don't really care. Boogs got in the ring, picked Miz up, did the curling bar routine, dropped him, beat the Miz. There you go.
Can we just give a quick shout out to the Miz and like just how fantastic he is in situations like this?
His selling is great.
Like he is literally one of their most versatile performers. I cannot compliment Miz enough just because he really hasn't, like, he has evolved, but ultimately he has not changed that much. And he's still doing the same basic character, but it works in almost every situation they have. And it's beautiful. Like, yeah. God, I love it. Because sometimes he is the exact foil that you need, and he's there, and he doesn't mind doing it. And it's great.
Yeah. He knows his role. He plays it to perfection. Speaking of playing the role to perfection, Chelsea Green was in Adam Pearce's office. She sent a strongly worded word to the manager, and Pierce was like, I got the email. I'm the manager of Raw and SmackDown. She said she should be in the Elimination Chamber and wanted a spot. She said she wouldn't leave his office until it happened, and he tried to move her finger away, and she felt threatened, and she just stood there and complained. She is fantastic in this role. 100% fantastic in this role.
She's owning it. It's going to get annoying really quick, but she's owning the shit out of it.
Yeah, but guess what? I'm here for it right now. I am really here for it. Because
it's an unusual...
Go ahead.
It's a standout role for a female character in WWE. Because it's been a long time since we've had a female character that's been, like, confrontational with management. We almost never see that. Like, we've seen Charlotte and Becky and Bayley kind of do it a little bit, but, like, to have somebody just working with Adam Pearce directly and needing a manager, and you have that dynamic going, because the other side of it is Adam Pearce sells it to perfection. Like, he just makes it look like $1 million. It's what you need.
Yeah.
You have someone getting in Adam Pearce's face about stuff.
Indeed. We had the Street Profits take on the Judgment Day. The Judgment Day would get the win. Dom was very excited for Valentine's Day. We were told that Rhea Ripley is not here on this show. Well,
That was a lie.
That was a lie. So, Damian attacks the Street Profits after the match. Edge and Beth Phoenix come out to even up the odds a little bit. Beth is ready to hit her finish on Dom, but Rhea Ripley shows up and lays her out with a Riptide to end the segment. Because Edge and Finn brawled up the ramp, so Edge was nowhere to be seen when Rhea Ripley decided to show her face.
She came out of the shadows.
She did. So it sets up the big match, and they're ready. The Edge and Beth are ready to end this whole thing on Saturday.
Let's go.
So the one big thing that's left to talk about on Monday Night Raw, by the way, this is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. So we are on the road to WrestleMania, and one man is trying to get there, and that's Baron Corbin, who felt disrespected. But wait. Something's happening. More important is happening in the arena. And that's Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn comes through the crowd with his hoodie. He's in the ring. He's not here to hold up the show, but he has something to say to someone. And he calls out Cody Rhodes. Cody comes out. Everyone's happy to see Cody. Zayn said everyone was talking about what Cody said last week with Paul Heyman. But there was a lot to dive into. Zayn said the thing that stood out was Cody stating that it was looking more and more like he and Zayn would meet at WrestleMania. Sammy wanted to know, was that just lip service, or if Cody actually believes Sammy can beat Roman Reigns? Cody said he meant it and he believed that Sammy would be his opponent at WrestleMania. You know, this is awesome chant. But respectfully, I don't think that's what this is about, Cody said. He said, yes, whether it really matters, does it really matter what because it should matter what Sammy thinks if he can beat him. Fans are chanting Olay at this point, and Sammy goes, do you want to know the truth? Sammy said the truth is he doesn't know. He He's been with the Bloodline for 9 months. He's seen everything they do. He sees all the game planning. He said they always find a way. He said Roman Reigns is actually in God mode. Sami said he's seen guys bigger and stronger than him who believe that they'd be the one to take out Roman Reigns, and yet every single one of them went down. Sami was questioning if he should really believe that he would be the one to take down Roman Reigns. He said he's capable of taking down Roman and becoming the champion, and he is a WrestleMania main eventer. But he said he has to believe it, because if he does not believe it, then no one else will. However, if Cody is asking him if he will be the one walking out of Montreal as the undisputed champion, he doesn't know. Fans were chanting, "No, you can do it." And Fuse chants were, "Go, no, you can't." And Cody goes, "You don't know?" He's in, like, everyone in the building knew. He said that all the fans in Montreal also know. He said he's watched the range from a distance, and it's true. Everyone else has fallen. "But there are cracks in the armor now, Sammy. That's because of you." Rhodes said that the possibility of becoming the greatest champion of our generation being dethroned is because of you, Sami Zayn. You wanted to say Roman is God mode? Put it on a t-shirt. But Roman Reigns is a man. He said he won the Reigns. Cody said he won the Royal Rumble. He will finish the story, like Michael Cole has been saying. But Sami needs to finish his own story. But he had one more thing to say to Sami Zayn. "I don't want to see you on Raw next week, because I'd rather see you at WrestleMania."
I hate them for making me things that I'm never going to, or want things that I'm never going to get. Like, I fucking hate that. But this was so on point. Just fantastic. Wonderful. Because it casts doubt onto Sunday. Just a little bit. Just enough. That you sit there and you go, would they?
And it's maybe. But they also, it's now combining the stories.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not having the crowd choose between both men. You're having both men continue their story and tell the story. And one of them will at least be the one to take down Roman. Which one is it?
It's the elephant in the room of Sammy's getting the title match before Cody.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, honestly, from Cody's perspective, it doesn't matter, but it does matter who wins. Because Sammy for Cody would be at least an on-par opponent. Roman is going to be a challenge for Cody. So if Sammy manages to do the thing, well, hell, that's good news for Cody. That means he doesn't have to fight Roman. He's got to fight Sammy. That's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But also, going into a match with Sammy, Roman could get a little beat up. Roman's going to have to fight, because I think Sammy's going to give him a run for his money, unless the Bloodline just absolutely beats the shit out of him beforehand. And then Roman pins him 1-2-3. But I don't think that's what's going to happen. I think Sammy will get a fair shot.
Well, the only Bloodline member who's going to be there will most likely be Solo.
I mean, he can lay some hands in.
Because the other two were told to stay home and watch television. So Baron Corbin got to talk to Kathy, with and he's tired of being disrespected. He was, he said he would destroy Sammy, and there's no way Sammy beats Roman. And he talked about he's the last person to pin Roman Reigns. He said he would also win the Royal Rumble if it wasn't for Brock Lesnar, and how Cody was handed the number 30 spot. So he starts talking trash about Cody. He's, you know, better than your better than Cody, but his brother, and he makes jokes about his father, and then starts talking about the dog, and then Cody attacks Corbin, and they are starting to fight backstage, and Cody's like, "Get a ref." So they brawl towards the ring, they have a quick little match. Cody Rhodes, in a whole fancy suit, beats Baron Corbin, simple and easy, gives Cody an easy win on Raw.
Feel a little bad for Baron Corbin. I'm not quite sure what they're doing with him, but I enjoyed this. I thought this was very good. The fight added a lot to it.
It did. But that was Raw.
I liked this. This was a fantastic go-home for Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
Not Monday Night Raw, for Elimination Chamber. This was just wonderful. Because normally it's like the go-homes are a little weak. Nah, man. No. They're firing on all cylinders tonight.
Raw's in a good spot right now.
Don't change anything. Please.
This Saturday is the Elimination Chamber, which means this Thursday we preview it on the rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, Elimination Chamber, all your favorites. It's the rack. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're here on WallTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. We're right after the Elimination Chamber. We'll be CB Radio. Because we'll review it on the rack the following week. We're not going live for the Chamber one. Sorry. We're doing CB Radio. Ding. Sunday night, they will review Elimination Chamber on Wrestle Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account called Prime Games, support the channel by clicking the purple rectangle at the bottom of the screen. You can use credit card RockSock or
Linz M. Ward
in the one eyed item shop or Epic Game Store.
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linz Ward, LNSWD. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/LinzWard, same as the Twitter, where I stream Genshin Impact. So tune in, check that out. Stream Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and on the weekends as well. So follow the channel, like, do all the things. Check me in on YouTube, youtube.com/@LinzWard, linzward.rockradioshow.com, or just look for Linz Ward on the YouTube. I have my reaction content. More will be coming because Genshin's going to start dropping for 3.5 here soon. So tune in, check that out. Like, subscribe, ring the bell, do all the things. I would appreciate it.
This has been a Raw Post Show presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We will see you Thursday night for The Rack and right back here every Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. East. Long day waves for the Wild Talk Radio Network. WildTalkRadio.com.